Moreover, Mario is closely involved with Kern County's efforts to prevent chronic disease and obesity and to promote a culture of health via their call of action for a healthier Kern initiative.
Kern County Call to Action, a community transformation initiative. And I'd like to start off by saying that I'm very pleased to be here to share what we're doing in Kern County. I'm really excited to be the representative of all the great work that's being done there. I was mentioning to Nikki earlier that unfortunately we tend to, in Kern County, Bakersfield, get to be on the top of really bad lists, air quality, deaths related to heart disease, et cetera. So I'm really glad that to be able to share a lot of exciting work that's being done by a lot of our residents and by our community partners. So, interest of full disclosure, the following no relationships to disclose, except I do have to disclose that as a Dodger fan, it was very painful to hear the celebrating and the honking from my hotel room. It was just really bad. Really, it was a tough moment, really tough moment. So. And I'd also like to acknowledge that this presentation is being supported by a grant that we have received by the Centers for Disease Control. We are a community transformation grant. Capacity building. So it was really, really exciting for us. It's a five-year initiative that we're underway. So what causes people to be healthy? And so, you know, a lot of us that are here in this room and that are here at this meeting, you know, we have this growing understanding or an established understanding of what really is out there that causes us to be healthy. Place matters. Those billboards, the banners that the California Endowment has placed all over, they're really great to see because it really gets at the heart of the matter of where we live can have either a positive or a negative impact on our health. So if you live in an urban city like San Francisco, you might be doing a lot of walking. So you might be at least more physically active, maybe a little bit healthier. If you live in Bakersfield where a car is king and the city's not planned necessarily for walking, it can have the reverse effect. Widespread social inequities issues do exist, and you know, Dr. Walker was discussing a number of those. And you know, a lot of us live in communities that these social inequities are going to be different. It could be where they live, what the neighborhoods look like, what food's available, is there crime, is it a safe place to live. So there are a lot of inequities that do exist that impacts our community's health. So before the call to action got started, in Kern County, we had this great reputation of working together. So collaboration was the norm. However, we were very siloed. A lot of times it comes from our funding streams, maybe our organizational missions. We were working great together, but it was separate. And as we all know, sometimes when you work separately, you're not really going to achieve what you want to quickly or perhaps even ever. So the basis of our call to action is the ecological model. And it's not a new idea. The ecological model has been around since the 1970s, but it's a new prism that our county decided to use. We had really great mentors with San Diego and their call to action initiative on childhood obesity and really provided us a great opportunity to learn from them to be able to adapt this for our county. So we're really looking beyond the individual. Traditional public health efforts are towards the individual. This is really looking at it from a macro perspective. You know, the communities, everything that's in their policies, et cetera, the built environment, how does that affect the individual, their choices, and their overall health? So what is the call to action? It's essentially all groups working together towards a common goal. And our common goal is a healthier Kern County. We want to be number one, but in this instance, not heart disease deaths. We want to be number one for a great community where people are active and healthy and living and having a great quality of life. So we have seven work groups that are representative of government, work sites, early childhood education, schools, or actually education, so that's K through 12 and higher, institutions of higher learning, healthcare systems, community, so that's not just CBOs, but also faith-based organizations and organizations serving youth, and communication and outreach. And we have leaders or co-leaders for each group that comprise of our leadership team. So they kind of work as our board of directors in guiding the initiative. But a lot of that, you know, boots on the ground type of work is being done by our work groups. So the process really started back in 2009, where we were assessing the problem. We had to ID the causes for mortality and morbidity that was taking place in our county. We had a look on how to address the issue, and that's where we did research. A colleague of mine Dr. Avtar Nigrasidhu, you know, we were basically charged to see what are the models that are out there that we can perhaps adapt for our county. We had a look at stakeholders. Who are the stakeholders that we had on table? And for those of you that were are young enough to remember the 70s, do you remember the shampoo commercial, so on, and it was like multiple pictures of people? And identifying our stakeholders, we then charged them also to identify other ones to come to the table with us. We had to secure our champions, because without those cheerleaders in different organizations, whether it be at the government level or community-based organization level or wherever it may be, residence level, it's very difficult to get the work done, so we need to have our cheerleaders. We had to build our framework. We had to identify and sustaining funding, and then the fund's just beginning. We're continuing the work. And the really neat thing is that we actually started doing this work before the funding came. We were the recipients of last year being awarded of CTG funding, and we've been able to secure other funding by the California Endowment, a HEAL partnership grant through Kaiser Permanente Foundation, and then the Nutrition Education Obesity Program, or NEOP, through the State California Nutrition Network. So a lot of this work was really being done because we knew we had to do it. We established our framework, and then we searched for the funding. We did not search for funding first. We wanted to get something going that looked doable for our county. And so our priorities are healthy eating and active living, tobacco-free living, and high-impact quality clinical and preventative services. And embroiled in all of these, I mean, these are our three main goals, but we also have issues of mental health. Health inequities that exist. And so all of these, you know, really look built environment. So they're all built into these three priorities. So we're looking really at systems change. And all of the pictures that you see are activities that are going on right now in our county. The top picture is for a community resident meeting that takes place on a quarterly basis in the South Kern area. They are a building healthy community site through the California Endowment. The middle picture is a Zumba kind of class that's done with like a We or Connect type program that our library hosts every month. And then the bottom picture is a daycare center-based garden that is done by one of the centers in town. Picture of the library there. So really our shared vision is for a community where the healthy choice is the easy choice. And the great thing is that all of the partners, all of the stakeholders, we all have the same vision because we want what's best for our community. We want what's best for our children. So now with the call to action, collaboration is still the norm, but our efforts are now unified, and we really have a shared vision of a healthy Kern, a healthy you. So we're all working in concert. Now, does that mean that we're all on the same page every step of the way? On the most part, yes, but we are relatively early on in this initiative, and really the great thing is that all of the stakeholders, again, we're working together. We're really starting to really think outside the box and break down those walls of working separately. So we're looking at changing systems and environment. So this is a picture. The leftmost picture is of students walking to school. As you can tell, there are no sidewalks. And then they did a photo voice project, and they worked with county representatives, the roads department, et cetera, and they were able to build a complete street right there, basically a sidewalk. So now they can walk to school much more safely. And that was done with students through their health group there on the campus. We're changing the idea of gardens, so community-based gardens and the center-based gardens. And actually, one of the great things, even thinking of hospitals and healthcare systems, in the city of Delano, there's a great community garden initiative that's between land that was donated by Delano Regional Medical Center for the community members to use, and they're involving high school students, increasingly involving high school students there as well. So thinking again outside the box, what resources do we have to make changes in our community? Again, policies to promote healthier living. I'm really excited to announce that this past summer, our county housing authority basically instituted a policy of smoke-free housing in all of the units that they directly manage. So, I mean, that's really exciting for any of you who might know Kern County. Kern County is very conservative, and for this kind of change to happen was just great. And it was really instituted by the housing authority themselves. And, you know, a lot of times we think of health, but then you have to think about costs. For the housing authority to be able to fix and maintain housing for smokers is very expensive. If you think of costs of cleaning it up after they move out, or maybe costs related to fires, that could be a very expensive thing, and so they decided to move to smoke-free housing. And then the idea of worksite wellness, the fruit bowl, really inexpensive things that you can do within a workplace to basically promote health, so bringing fruit instead of donuts to meetings, walking groups within the worksite, things like that. Again, and this is our breastfeeding room, and when you're challenged with space, it is state law that you make amenities here in the state of California for women who are, breastfeeding. Bathrooms aren't appropriate, but sometimes we question the one. We have lack of space. What can we do? This is actually a storage closet in our third floor, and they redid it. They added pictures, and pretty much all the pictures that you see up there are children or somehow related to women who are breastfeeding through our department. The curtains actually hide storage shelves, so they try to make it to look a little bit more appealing, and then we have the refrigerator there to be able to store the breast milk after the workers pump. So. Schools. The top picture is the X Arcade. This is through the Delano Union School District. They started on policy change work that didn't involve funding about 7 years ago or so. And again, we're able to then, with the changes that they occurred with their policies and instituting more physical activity, to bring in funding. They have 2 X Arcade rooms now, and it's really neat. It's like We Connect type programs where kids are physically active. But they've made other changes, like physical activity being homework. So the kids have to go and teach their parents a physical activity, and then the parents have to sign off on it that their child showed it. Then inviting the parents to the school campus to show off that the move that their child made. Instituting it as part of the report card type of reporting as well. We have other schools that are able to bring farmers markets on their campus to basically educate the kids on the ideas of produce. And they give them monopoly money so then they can go and purchase different food items from the farmers market. And then the bottom picture is a health pep rally that Wasco High School does to basically promote health. And so I'm not sure if you could see from the pictures, but they have little slogans like "We're fit," and then they had class competition, so the freshmen were to see who was more fit, freshmen versus the sophomores versus the junior versus the senior. So it's just really exciting to see. Again, the idea of joint use, a lot of times we think of that as being part of the schools, but county agencies can also be part of that. This is the library that has opened up its doors for nutrition classes and for physical activity through their We Connect program, and just really making it fun. And Kern County is really hot in the summertime. So having an indoor area where kids can be active, and their parents too, though sometimes the parents are more like watching their kids being active, but the opportunity for activity is there. The activity to learn on nutrition is there. They incorporate during their reading programs with parents, books, and other topics related to physical activity and nutrition. So, they have been one of our great champions in really taking the charge and thinking differently and outside the box. So, and I heard this quote at a meeting I was not too long ago, that without a sense of caring, there can be no community. And I thought that was just one of the truest things, because if you care about your community, you're going to work tirelessly, you're going to volunteer, you're going to see what resources you have available to make a difference. And that's what we see in Kern County. We see a lot of people there at the table who care, and they want to do the best for the Kern County. And so our vision, again, is a culture of health and well-being in Kern County. Pictures of our kids being active, pictures of fruit that was done at a farmer's market at one of our school sites. So fresh persimmons, it is fall. And then contact information. So thank you so much.